From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A U.S. congressional report issued on Wednesday accused Russia of mounting a protracted assault on democracy at home and abroad. The report urged a multi-pronged counter-strategy that begins with U.S. presidential leadership. Doug Bernard has more.
The report was prepared by the Democratic staff of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and provided in advance to VOA. The report said in part, Russian President Vladimir Putin's regime has developed a formidable set of tools to exert influence abroad and appears intent on using almost any means possible to undermine democratic institutions and transatlantic alliances. The document is based on months of research and informational exchanges with foreign governments targeted by the Kremlin. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Isha Sarai reports that Myanmar's military said on Wednesday its soldiers had murdered 10 captured Muslim terrorists during insurgent attacks at the beginning of September.
The military said that the villagers and members of the security forces confessed to the crime and that the murders occurred after the captured men were forced to dig their own graves. It was a rare admission of wrongdoing by the Myanmar military during its operations in the western state of Rakhine. The United Nations has condemned the army's campaign as ethnic cleansing. Myanmar denies that, saying its forces were carrying out legitimate counterinsurgency operations. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
In addition, two Reuters journalists jailed in Myanmar have been formally charged with violating the country's Official Secrets Act. Walon and Cha Sa-U were arrested after they were allegedly given classified documents by two policemen. If convicted, they face 14 years in prison. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Fund reports tens of thousands of Rohingya children are living under appalling prison-like conditions with little or no access to basic services in Myanmar's Rakhine State. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
More than 655,000 Rohingya have fled to Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, since the end of August to escape violence and persecution in Myanmar's northern Rakhine State. About half of those are children. UN Children's Fund senior advisor Marixi Mercado recently returned from a month-long visit to Myanmar. She says basic living conditions and access to life-saving services urgently need to be improved. She says children are also suffering from an inability to get a decent education. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in said on Wednesday he was open to meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un if certain conditions were met. He also vowed to push for more talks and cooperation with North Korea to try to resolve the nuclear standoff. North Korea expert John Delury believes Moon is using the Olympics as a way to try and change relations between North and South Korea and to push for more prudent diplomacy, but that it would be unclear to see what talks with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un would look like.
Kim Jong-un, for example, is a new leader. He hasn't met with a foreign head of state. We don't really know that much about the negotiating possibilities of dealing with Kim Jong-un. You know, if you look at the record, a lot of the assumptions that were made about his father, Kim Jong-il, before people had met with him proved to be wrong.
President Donald Trump on Wednesday welcomed the possibility of U.S. talks with North Korea, but said it was far from clear whether they would pay dividends. A prominent Russian rights group says one of its activists has been arrested in the province of Chechnya on trumped-up charges. Human Rights Watch denounced Oyub Titiev's arrest as a disgraceful attempt at silencing the group. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said the arrest is the latest in a string of reports of alarming recent human rights violations in Chechnya and urged his immediate release. An Iranian lawmaker says about 3,700 people have been arrested in anti-government protests across Iran, a much higher number than previously reported. An Iranian lawmaker also said that a 22-year-old protester died in the custody on Monday. Rights group Amnesty International is calling on Iranian authorities to immediately investigate reports that at least five people have died in custody after the crackdown on anti-establishment protests during the past 2 weeks. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.